What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick 6. Now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
It is Pick 6 time. And remember, this year's wrinkle, you call in and get in via the telephone, you get 2 top shelf picks. Still play online, thegamenashville.com, but you only get 1 top shelf pick if you're online. You get locked under our contest via the phone, you get 2 top shelf picks. This week's Pick 6 winner win a pair of tickets to see Incubus at the Ryman on November 27th. So we've got some good prizes at the Ryman. By the way, if you've never seen a show at the Ryman, it is a spectacular venue to go see a concert. I mean, outstanding. So that's what's on the line for this week's Pick 6 winner. 615-737-1025. 737-1025. Max Herz back at the Wholesale Link, powered by RumbleOn.com. Studios. We'll review last week's selections.
Yeah, Max? Darren, you sound very eager to review.
I'm excited. Very excited.
I can just picture you shaking over there at Lipscomb.
Eager. Just eager, man.
Okay, not shaking.
Eager for the review. It's been a while since I've been eager for a review on Thursday or Friday.
All right, so regular listeners know that the gap had widened between 2 and 3 heading into last week. It was Willie ahead of Chase and Darren going into last week, or 2 weeks ago. And then Chase had a great week. Willie had a not-so-great week 2 weeks ago. And all of a sudden, it's Willie and Chase together at the top and Darren in distant third. But that has changed. Willie came into the week with 28. Chase came in with 27. Darren came in with 22. So let's go pick by pick. Auburn at LSU. Tigers favored by 10.5. They won the game, but did not win where it mattered. Auburn gets the check. That's a point for both Darren and Willie. Tennessee and South Carolina. Vols were 4.5-point underdogs. They won the game. All three of you picked Tennessee. Michigan and Notre Dame. This was a pick 'em. So you were picking who won the football game. And that was undisputedly Michigan. For some reason, Chase and Willie both picked Notre Dame. Not really sure why. Darren picked Michigan, made that his top shelf. So that's 2 for Darren.
That one tastes good. Michigan, top shelf. Both of them take Notre Dame.
That was a bummer.
Gosh, that one tastes good. That tastes good. Easy victory.
I don't know what I was thinking there.
Yummy.
Well, like me, you weren't. Notre Dame.
The Buccaneers.
Most overrated football program.
Go ahead, Chase.
Sorry.
Yeah, but weren't we talking about that, about Michigan, sort of?
Yeah, well, look, second most overrated.
Okay.
Michigan. First, Notre Dame.
Continue. Only 2 Power 5 colleges to host a Winter Classic, correct? I believe so.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Buccaneers at Titans. The last 3 questions all concerned that game. Picking against the spread, Titans were favored by 2.5. They won by 5 or 4?
4.
So those who picked the Titans were correct. Willie picked the Titans. Chase picked the Titans and made them his top shelf pick. Darren picked the other guys. So that's 2 points for Chase, 1 point for Willie. Then the over-under on points scored by the Bucks. Darren's pro-Tampa picks continue. He picked the over and got the check this time. They were over 21.5. Willie also picked the over. Chase did not. And then all three of you were wrong, thinking that Derrick Henry would rush for fewer than 50 yards. He was in the 70s, so no points for anybody there. That was Willie's top shelf. So Willie gets four to go from 28 to 32. Chase gets just three to go from 27 to 30. And Darren picks up a five spot to go from 22 to 27. So the order is the same, but Darren is back in the middle of the pack. Willie 32, Chase 30, Darren 27.
Boy, you feel like you had a good week when you get four out of six right, but it doesn't feel as good when you don't get the top shelf. Four out of six with no top shelf. Big swing.
I also want to give a shout out to our winner last week who called in. Jason was a perfect 8 out of 8.
Wow.
All six were correct, and he got both top shelves, obviously.
Man.
Wow.
Okay. Good job, Jason. All right. Let's ready. Let's roll.
Number one.
All right. Jacksonville is the host city. It'll be the 2:30 CBS game. Georgia and Florida. The Gators getting 6.5. Willie.
Something screams at me here as to why. What do they know? What does Vegas know? It just doesn't seem like Florida should be that big of a dog, so I am going to do the what does Vegas know and take Georgia.
You read my mind. You've obviously been listening to me. Whenever it looks fishy, whenever something just doesn't look – when you're going why, there's a reason why. I'm going Georgia.
Well, I'm going to take the points. I'm going Florida.
Taking the points.
Okay.
You may be right. I may be crazy.
Thanks, Billy.
You're welcome.
Next.
May just be a lunatic you're looking for.
It's too late to fight.
Number two.
Number two.
Would Darren like to make a pick?
He did.
I said Georgia.
Yeah, he took Georgia.
Ah, lovely.
Number two.
Number two. Ah, lovely.
This is what happens when Darren doesn't give me the questions in advance. I'm just in the dark here.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
see, you're learning, right. Max. Blame Darren.
That's
no, exactly.
It's legit.
These have been composed on the fly.
Well, not all of them.
No, that's not true.
If I've learned two things on this show, it's that every Friday Darren will send me a picture of a piece of paper with his terrible handwriting at like 11:45. And it will say, like, will the Titans A, win, or B, lose, instead of will the Titans win or lose, and then I will be fed. And neither of those things has happened today, so I'm all over the place.
Oh, sorry. All right, number two. Texans and Jags in London. That is the 8:30 in the morning kickoff on NFL Network. If you're looking for a game when you wake up Sunday morning, a game right in the Titans division you'll probably want to watch. Texans and Jags, Jacksonville getting 1.5. Willie.
The Jags know the London drill, backwards and forwards. This is the Jags right here. I like the Jags in this game.
I, too, will go with the Jags. This is the first game without J.J. Watt. I'll go Jacksonville. They're home away from home.
Look, sometimes I would just want to be different, but I can't. My gut tells me not to, so I too will go with the Jags.
Okay.
Number three.
I did not think we would all pick the Jags on that.
Titans are in Charlotte to take on the Panthers. Carolina favored by 3.5. For you, the listeners, we need the game total. That is a noon kickoff on Sunday. Titans, Panthers, Panthers minus 3.5. I will go Carolina. Chase.
I will go with the 3.5 and the Titans.
Yeah. Well, you've done it all year, so.
Yeah. Staying with it.
You'll pick them for 16 weeks, I'm sure.
Look, they're in a 4-4. Well, actually,
that's not true. That's the record. What's the record against the spread?
I got to go look. I don't know.
I'm wrestling with this one. There's just so many unknown factors. I will take the Titans. I think this is one of those games that, it just like most of the games they've played, will come right down to the last fourth quarter, swing play, decision to go for, big field goal. So I like the idea of having a couple points in the bag there as the underdog.
Okay.
Number four.
Number four. Christian McCaffrey, they have played seven games this year, the Panthers. They've already had a bye week because they went over to London and had their way with Tampa. Christian McCaffrey has rushed for over 100 yards, really well over 100 yards, in four of the seven games. The other game, he was 90-something yards. The only two games where he hasn't rushed for 100 or even been close is what we discussed, the Tampa Bay games, right? The Bucs have done a really good job with McCaffrey. But everybody else, nobody can slow him down. Over, under, 100 rushing yards for Christian McCaffrey.
Okay, so the distinction is rushing yards, not rushing and receiving.
Rushing yards.
Only rushing.
That's what I gave you the stats for, just rushing yards.
Okay.
He has gone over 100, and most of them well over 100. Four of the seven games this year. The other one, I think, was 93 yards. And the other two games were the Bucs games, which he didn't do anything rushing. 100 yards rushing on the Titans. I'm going to go. Oof, this one's tough. I'm going to go. For some reason, I'm going to go under. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm going under, but I'm going under.
My concern is this. It just takes the one long run to maybe put him over. I think they will do a pretty good job. I like the guys up front for the Titans, with Simmons now in the mix, with Daquan Jones and Jarrell Casey. Rashawn Evans is getting good. But the one long run could get him there. But that being said, I'll go under.
I will, as much as I love the Titans defense, I'm taking the over.
Taking the over.
Okay.
All right.
Can we had under, under, over there?
Yeah. Under, under, chase, over.
Awesome.
Is this movie Airplane?
Yeah, for real.
Number five.
Ryan Tannehill, interceptions. Mm. Carolina's defense is very good. As we just said, they're
stingy.
Over in London, I think they picked Winston, what, five times in that game?
Five.
Ryan Tannehill.
I heard they intercepted his luggage, too. So
interceptions, very nice. Zero picks for Mr. Tannehill. You get 2 points if you say he does not throw an interception. One or more, you get a point. Chase.
Well, how do you get no points? Oh, if you're just, okay.
It's one or the other. No picks.
So you get so basically double points if he doesn't.
The answers are no picks or one or more picks. You're either going to get a point or 2 points.
Can we phrase this to, will Tannehill throw an interception, yes or no?
That's fine.
Yes is for 1 point. No is for 2 points.
No is for 2 points. Yes is for a point.
Awesome.
That's fine.
Thank you.
This is where this is where Max is lecturing me on how I write these.
Right. I like to live dangerously. I will say no. He won't. He won't throw a pick.
Okay. I'll go yes.
I'll try and get those 2 points.
I like the opportunity to try to get 2 points, but man, I feel like they're due to turn the ball over a little bit more. They have done a great job of not turning the ball over.
This is going to be the test. On the road. This is Tannehill's first road game.
I feel like they're due to have one mistake in there. I'll go B. He will throw one.
All right.
Number six.
And you cannot top shelf if you went no, right? Or can you? Because you're already getting double points.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No.
No?
No. Well, what's the big deal? You get an extra point no matter what. You don't get four points, you get one. You get one
you
extra point.
You just get one extra point.
Yeah, so you can top shelf that.
You can top shelf.
Okay.
Finally, does either Nick Bonino, Callie Yarncroak, or Austin Watson score a goal versus the Rangers tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock? Of course, Bonino's on a tear.
He's on a tear.
Has 4 goals in 2 games. Yarncroak is on a tear. He had 2 shorthanded goals last night. Austin Watson, 2 goals last night. So, if your answer is yes, it's 2 points. If your answer is no, it's a point.
Wow. You get a 3-for-1.
Three for one.
Gallagher,
three hottest guys. Three hottest guys. Bonino, Yarncroke, or Watson. Either one, any of them. Score a goal tomorrow. If it's yes, 2 points. No, a point.
Yes.
You're going yes.
I'm going yes.
Willie.
Man, that's a great question.
I have to go to the default.
I have not. no, that's not. This is not a default one. All this right. is one who's going to score the goals.
Right.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you hope that they're going to score a goal or two.
The difference
in this game,
is we're usually
more.
Talking about Forsberg.
Right.
Or Shane
right.
or Arvidsson. Right?
Or you go the opposite. It's, who is going doing, to score? You
now
gotta,
we're going with
you,
the
you
hot
pick
guys.
A guy.
We're
now
going
you,
with the hot guys.
These three guys.
By the way, Nick Bonino leads the team in goals with 7.
They're also on 3 different lines. So with that in mind, well, unless they change the lines. They could change the lines.
Depends.
I'll go yes. I'll go yes on this one.
Hmm. So both of you went yes?
Because I like the idea of getting the extra point here.
I'm going to go no, since both of you went yes.
Like, none of the three would be considered quote-unquote goal scorers.
Yeah.
But as you said, they're all playing really good hockey right now. Watson was... He had gone through a little bit of a drought, and then last night had the huge breakout game. But Bonino and Yarncroke have consistently been good the
top
last
top shelves?
Years.
The Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
And my gambling insider tells me that the Titans are, in fact, 4-4 against the spread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So just like their record.
Yep.
My top shelf will be Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Wow. My top shelf, I'm going to be different because I was going to go Jaguars. But since you did that, I want to be different.
Just as long as you don't say Jaguars.
You can go Jaguars. I'll go Jaguars.
Okay. I'm going
to
go.
That's the way you're supposed to say it, right? For yeah. Like in Europe or whatever, they call it the Jaguar.
Yeah.
I'm going to go top shelf. Tannehill throws an interception.
Damn.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
Intriguing.
Now time for you to jump in there. 737-1025. We've got loaded lines. When somebody falls off, you jump in there. Pick six time. Your calls next. Don't forget about our pregame show on Sunday. Starts at 7 in the morning, 7 to 9:30. Your kickoff show. And then things move downtown with our official show at George Jones downtown on 2nd Avenue. Nick Kale, Floyd Reese, Forever Titan Chris Sanders. That'll be from 9:30 until 11:30. So 4.5 hours of pregame coverage leading up to the Titans and Panthers on Sunday. Our NFL pregame show is brought to you by Wholesale Link, powered by RumbleOn.com, Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota Dealers, and Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House. So if you're looking for a place to get you ready for the game on Sunday, 102.5 The Game is your place. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's start things off with Carl. Carl has been waiting patiently. Carl, you're up first. Welcome into Pick 6.
Carl is chomping at the bit. Carl, let's start with the game in Jacksonville, Georgia and Florida, with the Gators being a 6.5-point dog.
I'll take Georgia.
Georgia minus 6.5 on CBS 2:30 tomorrow. All right. The next game also involves the Jacksonville team, but this game is being played in London. The Jags and the Texans.
Give me the, what is it, plus 1.5?
The Jags are plus 1.5.
I want the Jags, and that's one of my top shelves.
Okay. That's top shelf number one, Jags plus 1.5. Let's move on to Charlotte, North Carolina. The Panthers hosting the Titans as a 3.5-point favorite.
Give me the Titans.
You'll take the Titans as the underdog, and we need your game total.
46.
46. The Buddy Ryan 46 defense. All right. Over or under 100 rushing yards for Christian McCaffrey in the game?
Under, and that's my other top shelf.
Under, top shelf. All right. Will Ryan Tannehill throw an interception? If it's no, you get 2 points. If it's yes, you get 1 point.
I'm bad as I hate to say it, I got to say yes.
Yes, so you're going for the 1-pointer.
Yep.
All right. And then finally, you get three players on the Predators in tomorrow afternoon's game against the Rangers. Will one of these three score a goal? You get all three. If one of them scores, you're good. Nick Bonino, who leads the team in goals right now. Cali Yarncroke, who's got 10 points in his last 10 games. Or Austin Watson, who's not a big scorer, but he had 2 goals and 2 assists last night. Yes for 2 points. No, 1 point.
I'm going to go with no. And what time's the puck drop for that game?
1 o'clock.
Okay, appreciate it,
fellas. Little matinee hockey. Thank you, Carl.
Put it in your rotation. If you're coming to the game, you know where you're going to be. If you're watching on TV, you can surf around with that with all your college football.
1 o'clock on Saturday. Let's go back to the phones. One line available now, 737-1025. Joseph, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, Joseph. Georgia, Florida.
I'm going to go with Georgia.
Okay, Georgia is a 6.5-point favorite in Jacksonville. All right, let's go to the 8:30 a.m., the early start in London. Texans, Jaguars.
I'm going to go with the Texans.
The Texans are a 1.5-point favorite, and that's what we're going with. All right, remember, you still have your two top shelves.
Yes,
you have the Titans traveling to Carolina to take on the Panthers. Titans are a 3.5-point dog.
I've got Tennessee, point total, 49 points.
49 points. All right. And you've got the Titans. Over or under 100 rushing yards for Christian McCaffrey?
I'm going to go under and make that my first top show.
And let me just – let's make a distinction here, Darren. 100 or more, if it's 100, that's over?
100 or more is yes.
Okay, so we should be – it should be worded accordingly. 100 or more. Okay. Ryan Tannehill, interceptions. No for 2 points, yes for 1 point.
I'm going to say yes and make that top shelf number two.
All right. Now, the trio of Nick Bonino, Cali Yarncroke, Austin Watson. Will one of them score a goal against the Rangers? Yes for 2 points, no for 1 point.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Did he get going two for top two. Shelves?
I've used them both, yes.
Okay.
He's got it.
Joseph, have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, you too, guys. Thanks.
All right, let's go to Max. Max, you're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
All right, Max. Largest outdoor cocktail party. Let's go to the Bulldogs and the Gators in Jacksonville.
Georgia.
Georgia minus 6.5. You think they're going to get back on track. Okay. Let's go to the Houston Texans and Jacksonville Jags over in London.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville plus 1.5. All right, the Tennessee Titans and the Carolina Panthers. 3.5-point favorite are the Panthers.
Panthers. And 42 game total.
Game total of 42. All right, 100 or more rushing yards for Christian McCaffrey. Over or under?
Under.
Under. Okay, Ryan Tannehill, interceptions. No for 2 points, yes for 1 point.
No.
Going for two, all right. And Bonino, Yarncroke, Watson, will one of them score a goal against the Rangers? Yes for 2 points, no for one
yes.
point.
Yes.
Yes, he's going for two. He likes the opportunity for big points.
All right.
And we got your top shelves?
Jacksonville and Carolina.
Okay.
Jacksonville, Carolina.
Max, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Those are sister teams, by the way, or brother teams. Came in at the same time, remember?
They did.
Same year. 1995?
Both took...
1995?
I think it was 95.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds right. Carolina, right. Remember, they went for the experienced guys.
And who was their quarterback? Carolina?
Carolina.
Kerry Collins.
No.
Nope. Not right away.
Nope. Kerry Collins. Nope.
He came in a little bit later.
I mean, he wasn't.
They had.
It wasn't long after at all, but they had a veteran.
Oh, they had.
Wasn't George Seifert their
head coach? No. Don't. Oh, man.
He is a head coach in the NFL right now.
Wasn't Frank Reich.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
He was the first quarterback for Carolina.
I was good. You know who else? Didn't Vince Evans, didn't he quarterback them?
Who did he not quarterback? Oh, yeah. No, I don't think Vince Evans ever played for them.
No.
No, but Frank Reich was.
I thought he did.
He was the placeholder, and then Kerry Collins came in after that.
Who was the head coach? Was it Seifert? Wasn't he the first head coach?
Of Carolina?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I believe it was Dom Capers, right?
Yeah.
Was the first.
Might be right. That does sound right.
They have Sam Mills, one of their linebackers, Sam Mills.
Well, they went to the
Seifert was after Dom Capers.
They went to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, right
in
out of the game.
Second
That's
year,
just how they went for the experience, guys. That's how they built. They wanted to go for it right away. Let's go to Clay. Clay, you're up next. Welcome in.
How you doing?
All right, Clay. Hey, Clay. Let's go to Georgia and Florida. Who do you like?
Give me the Gators. I'm going against the odds there.
Okay. Well, you get 6.5 because of that. Texans, Jags.
Give me the Jaguars.
Jags plus 1.5. All right. Titans and the Panthers.
I hate to do it, Willie, but got to go with the Panthers.
All right. You're taking the Panthers, and they are minus 3.5, and we need a game total.
38.
All right. Over or under 100 rushing yards for Christian McCaffrey?
Over.
Ryan Tannehill, interceptions on Sunday. 0 for 2 points, 1 or more for 1 point.
1 or more.
Okay. So if he throws one, you get a point. Does Nick Bonino, Cali Yarncroak, Austin Watson, do they team up to score a goal against the Rangers? One of them has to score a goal. Yes for 2 points, no for 1 point.
Yes.
He's a believer, and players who are hot will stay hot. All right, we have both of your top shelf picks.
Panthers and Jaguars.
Panthers and Jags.
Okay, Clay.
All right.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thanks.
We don't have Max to look at since we're here at Lipscomb Academy because he's usually going, one more top shelf.
Or giving us the thumbs up.
Or the thumbs up. He's good.
He's telling us to land the plane.
Or whatever. Yeah, we don't have the signals.
Yeah.
Max, speaking of that, where are we on breaks? Do we keep rolling with these phones or what do we need to do?
We are good for 10 more minutes. 10 more minutes.
Okay. All right. Let's keep this thing rolling.
This is the 10-minute warning.
615-737-1025. Next up, Wayne. Wayne, welcome into Pick 6.
Afternoon,
hello,
gentlemen.
Wayne. Wayne, let's go to the SEC battle in Jacksonville. Florida is a 6.5-point dog against Georgia.
Let's do Georgia.
Georgia trying to get back on track. Texans, Jags in London.
Texans.
Texans, 1.5-point faves. All right, we got the Titans. Big matchup against Carolina. Can the Titans get over 500 and win their third in a row?
Titans.
Titans plus 3.5. And your game total?
43.
Everybody's hovering around that 42, 43, 44. All right, over or under 100 rushing yards for the phenom, Christian McCaffrey.
Just rushing yards, I'd have to say under.
You're going under. Yes, it is just rushing yards, so under 100. Ryan Tannehill, will he throw an interception? No for 2. Yes for 1.
Yes, he will.
You're saying yes, so you'll go for 1 point there. And then finally, Nick Bonino, Cali Yarncroak, Austin Watson of the Predators. Big game against the Rangers tomorrow at 1 o'clock. If one of them scores and you say yes, they will, you get 2 points. If you say no, you get 1.
Darren, you know I love my Predators. I'm going to say yes, double top shelf.
Whoa.
Oh,
righty.
Double
I
top
like it.
Shelf.
I like it.
Wayne, good stuff. Have a good weekend.
So
thank
if
you.
Nick Bonino scores or Yonker, it's a 4-point play.
Whoa.
For Wayne.
I will remember Wayne's call if one of them score tomorrow. Like, uh-oh. Wayne just collected 4 points. He said he went double top shelf, right?
Double.
Woo! All righty. Let's go to Bernard. Bernard, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, what's up, boys?
All right, Bernard, let's go Georgia against Florida down in Jacksonville.
I got Georgia top shelf.
Georgia top shelf minus 6.5. Let's go Jaguars against Texans in London.
Going to be Jags top shelf.
Mm. So the top shelves already picked. Jaguars plus 1.5, Titans and the Panthers. Panthers minus 3.5 in the game total.
I got the game total at 37.
Wow, low scoring. Over or under 100 rushing yards for Christian McCaffrey?
Under 100.
Under 100. We're pretty split on that, it seems
yep.
like.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan Tannehill, interceptions.
Yes, he'll throw an interception.
You say yes, so you're going for 1 point. Does either Nick Bonino, Callie Yarncroke, or Austin Watson score a goal against the Rangers tomorrow? 1 o'clock game.
1 o'clock game.
They will not score a goal.
Okay, so you're going for one there.
Yeah. We have everything. Yeah, we got Bernard. He's a vet of the game.
He played the two top shelves early.
Bernard has been a winner.
Still wondering. I'm going to consult Max here. I still don't know the answer to this. Is the correct term, if you have plural, top shelf picks, is it top shelves or top shelves?
The first one.
I know in real life, if you have shelves, you have shelves, but these are top shelf picks, and you have two of them.
I do want to update you guys on where
so
we're
not
sitting
like Maple
right now.
Leafs.
Yeah, I'd say shelves, but Willie, you would be incorrect saying we are split on McCaffrey rush yards. Five out
Most
of the first six
under?
Callers have picked the under. Hmm. We've got five out of the first six have picked Georgia, favored by 6.5. And five out of the first six have said, yes, Tannehill will throw a pick for the fewer points. And then four out of six have said yes for the goal scorers. And four out of six have, for some reason, said Jags, which is surprising to me. But leaning different directions so far.
Wow. So most people are confident in the rush defense of the Titans, is what you're saying.
Doesn't mean he won't get 75 receiving yards, but...
Well, you know that.
Right, but this is about rushing because he's been tearing it up rushing other than the Bucks. Okay, back to the phones. Loaded lines. Let's go to Josh. Josh, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Josh. Okay, Georgia, Florida. What do you got? SEC showdown.
Yeah, I got Florida top shelf.
Florida top shelf is a 6.5-point dog. Okay. Texans, Jags in London.
Texans, top shelf.
Texans, top shelf. Okay, so evening things out after. I wonder if Max has influenced some people going the other way. All right, Titans, Carolina.
Titans.
Titans plus 3.5, and the game total will be?
44.
44. Over or under 100 rushing yards for Christian McCaffrey?
Under.
Ryan Tannehill interceptions, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so he's going for 1 point. Bonino, Yarncroke, Watson, will one of them score a goal?
Yes.
Against the Rangers tomorrow? Yes. For 2 points, he's going for two. Okay, do you have both of your top shelf picks?
We're good.
Yeah, I had Florida and Texas.
Bingo. We're ready.
All right, man. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Josh. You too. 737-1025. Next up, Chris. Chris, welcome into Pick 6.
Yes, sir. I'll make this real quick, but I just wanted to tell you I called 50 times to try to get in. It was the 51st call when I got in, so that tells you your show was very popular.
All right.
Okay. So
thank you.
But I'm ready for the pick.
So you want in. You want in
Max,
on this.
Go ahead and give him a couple extra points. Drop that on there.
All right, make the most of these picks. It's Georgia, Florida, pick number one.
I'll take Georgia.
Georgia minus the 6.5.
Yes, sir.
And then we go to London on Sunday, Houston, Jacksonville.
I'm going to do like another caller with a different pick. I'm going to do Houston with a double top shelf. I like
Texans,
I like Watson. I like the Texans, double top shelf.
Okay. Titans and Panthers on Sunday.
Unfortunately, I kind of like the Panthers.
Okay, Panthers minus 3.5, and your game total?
It's going to be 34, a little low, but I kind of think it's going to be low scoring.
Low scoring game. Over or under 100 rushing yards for Christian McCaffrey?
Under.
Under. Wow, that is a heavy majority there. Ryan Tannehill, interceptions, yes or no?
Yes.
You say he will throw one?
Yes,
so you're
sir.
Going for 1 point. And then in the Predators game tomorrow afternoon, Nick Bonino, Callie Yarncroke, and Austin Watson. Does one of them score a goal?
No, I think the Preds win, but I don't think they score a goal, so I'll go with no.
Okay, so you're going for 1 point.
Yes, sir.
All right, Chris. Have a great
Thanks
weekend.
For calling.
Thank you.
Thanks for the perseverance.
Yeah, I like that. Let's. By the way, this is going to be our last round. Everybody in there, you will be locked in via the telephone. We may not get to you on air, but we will get your picks off the air, and you'll be locked in with two top shelves. Let's go, Garland. Garland, you'll be our final caller on air. Like I said, the rest of you will take you off air. You'll still get two top shelves. Garland, welcome in.
How's it going, fellas?
Going well. All right, Garland. Georgia, Florida. Tomorrow afternoon.
Georgia.
The Bulldogs, minus 6.5. Jags, Texans.
I'm going to go Texans.
Texans, minus 1.5 in London Sunday morning. Texans at Carolina.
I'm sorry,
Titans at Carolina. Titans, okay. Carolina.
Carolina top shelf.
All right. The Panthers top shelf as a 3.5-point favorite, and your point total?
I'm going to say 51.
51. All right. Christian McCaffrey, does he get 100 rushing yards?
Yeah, I'm going to go over on that.
You're going to go over. Okay. Ryan Tannehill, interception, yes or no?
No.
No. So he's going for two. Does Nick Bonino, Callie Yarncroke, or Austin Watson score a goal against the Rangers?
I'm going to say yes, and that's my other top shelf.
All right. There we go.
So Garland. He's going for the extra point there. That could be a three-pointer.
Mm-hmm. Garland, good stuff. Good luck. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you fellas. Bye.
All right. The rest of you, we will take off the air, and you will be locked in via the telephone. People who could not get in, you can still play along. Go to thegamenashville.com. And make your picks there. We will come back and put a bow on what has been a lot of fun here at Lipscomb Academy. We do that on the other side. Darren, Donnick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. On Fridays, when you hear that, you know what it means. To use the baseball analogy, we are rounding third. We're coming home, baby, like Pete Rose in the All-Star Game. Head first. Ray Fosse, watch out. Heads up, everybody. This is going to get your attention. On Monday, that is going to start our Winter Classic Celebration Flyaway. We're going to send one lucky listener and a guest to Dallas for the Winter Classic Celebration Flyaway. Like I said, this starts on Monday. And you're going to have a chance to call in and qualify to win this grand prize. Round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations, a pair of tickets to see Lynyrd Skynyrd at American Airlines Center on New Year's Eve. A pair of tickets to the Winter Classic at the Cotton Bowl, Stars and Preds, on New Year's Day. The winner will be announced on Friday, November 15th. Prizes are courtesy of Outback Concerts. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com. Now, the times were up there, Max. I don't know why they were taken down, but what again are the times?
I believe the next
Monday. I don't know
3 o'clock?
Why they were erased. They were just put up during the break. So I think I saw 7 o'clock.
Well, they weren't erased. A lot of times, stuff disappears when somebody calls in. So as a former producer, I can tell you that.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why?
Just the purpose.
Why ask why?
Because somebody calls in. Does calls erase
it? Yeah.
No, they're just trying to mess with you, Darren. They just erased it. When you looked up there, you're like, I know Darren's going to
Well, no, I mean, I
erase it.
No, I literally just saw the
I know,
times
I did too.
Like a minute and a half
I
ago.
I believe it said 7-11-3, I believe is what it said.
Like the Preds Winter Classic jersey, we know some small details, but the true facts will be revealed at a later date.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that means.
Whatever that means.
Okay. So was that
I think he's saying maybe we should just.
Was that a yes? Or was it taken down because maybe those were not the correct times?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
My advice would be to listen to 102.5 The Game every day, every hour of next week.
Yes. Just keep listening to the station the entire time, and that way you can't miss it.
I've already figured out what all that means now. So in all seriousness, be listening Monday every day. You're going to have a chance to qualify to win what will be a fantastic trip. All right, let's start with – we're going to go around the room with some of these games before we get out of here. Let's start in Knoxville, Tennessee and UAB. I've seen UAB in person this year at Akron. They're okay. They're not great. Their records, they're 6-1. If you look at who they've played, they have beat up on the Sisters of the Poor. They've played nobody. Okay? Akron is one of the worst teams in the country, if not the worst team in the country. I mean, they are right there with UMass and UConn and all the bad, bad teams in Division I football. Akron is there. I sit there and watch UAB, not that impressed. Do I think they've done a great job since coming back, bringing their football program back? Absolutely. They've done a fantastic job. This is a game UT should handle. If you're truly on the right, going in the right direction after this huge win over South Carolina, you beat UAB by 2 touchdowns or more. That's the way I feel about the game.
What is the line? I didn't even know.
It's like 12.
12, okay.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you should cover.
I think it's a great showcase for Tennessee and the coaching staff, the players, the program to show how much progress they've made.
12.5.
Since the debacle.
It started at 10. It's gone up.
Against Georgia State, right? Yep. They can say, okay, here's a program that's slightly above the level than the one that came into our house and beat us. If they look sharp and win decisively, that'll go a long way to show progress. Not
so,
that they haven't already.
So you're saying what?
Well, I'm with you. UAB, it's hard to know. Like they've won, they've beaten bad teams, but they've also beaten them decisively. Like they're pretty good.
I'm telling you, I've seen them up close and personal, and they're not. They're okay. They're UT should handle them. That's what I'm saying. UAB has done a nice job coming back. I'm just telling you, I've seen them in person against a bad, bad Akron team, and they're okay. But UT should handle them.
I agree. I think by at least 2 touchdowns, if not more.
I think they should absolutely win by 14.
Especially the way they've been playing. I think they beat South Carolina. They beat Will Muschamp for the first time. And I think they have some confidence. So use that confidence and take care of a team that you should take care of.
If everything is going in the right direction and everybody feels good now, you take care of this game and you make it pretty easy. All right. Tough one. Vanderbilt had an off week. They're coming off a big win over Missouri. They beat a ranked team. They're in Columbia to take on the Gamecocks. South Carolina coming off that stinging loss in Knoxville. What do you see? You're shaking your head. That's not good.
I don't like it. I want to see him do well. I'm still in a wait and see that the Missouri thing.
Are you concerned they get it handed to them? Is that what your concern is? I mean, the Lions 15.
Yeah,
I would be very disappointed if they got it handed to them. But winning the game is what they have to have. They need to win this game to get where they want to go.
I think South Carolina wins.
I think
the bye week.
What? Like convincingly?
I think Vandy covers.
Tight game.
South Carolina.
You think they cover?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Vanderbilt is going to come in under the number. I feel good about that. Hey, special thanks to Trent Dilfer and Lipscomb Academy for having us out here. And he was fantastic sitting here at the table with us. I hope if you heard that interview, you enjoyed it as much as we did. They've got a huge game tonight against BGA. 7 o'clock kickoff. Special thanks to them for having us, feeding us, great hospitality. That will do it for our show today. You have a great weekend. We look forward to talking to you Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Telluretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.